Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on Brandon Ortiz Grove, date of birth 9/18/1997, date of procedure March 12, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goltzer, do you referring physician is Dr. Nidal Pinkston. Referring physician is Dr. Nidal Pinkston. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is change in bowel habits with diarrhea predominating over constipation, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, dyspepsia with mid-epigastric abdominal pain, comma, nausea, comma, bloating, comma, reflux. Description and procedure. Informed consent with a pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained for the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period, well-lubricated lymphatic video gastroscope, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period. Retrosuction was obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of fold period. Determinant ileum was intubated in value period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, or retroflexure was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2. Period, overall, fair prep, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, next line. There was a proximal esophageal inlet patch, next line. There was a small polyp in the distal esophagus. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total, next line. The Z line was regular 42 centimeters from the pipe block, next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to relate H. pylori. Next time, there was evidence of a diminutive and erythematous gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis and other causes of diarrhea. Next line. There was evidence of mild erythema in the rectum. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. There was evidence of hypertrophied anal papilla on retroflexion. Next line. There was no evidence of any internal hemorrhoids. Sorry, there was no evidence of any external hemorrhoids or fissures noted. Next line. There was mild grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, there's no evidence on this exam to explain bleeding. Comma, patient does note that this happens intermittently when he does strain. Next line, would recommend increased fiber and water as well as fiber supplementation with Metamucil. Next line, recommend next colonoscopy at 45 years old. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled.